Chapter 4. Don't you dare compare. Comparison is the thief of joy. Theodore Roosevelt. This chapter should probably come with a warning. What you are about to hear is raw and revealing. The following account is a sadly true and embarrassingly ridiculous story about me. I hope none of you have suffered from the temporary insanity disorder I am about to reveal. But if you have experienced this, you are not alone. Here we go. My day started out innocently enough. I shuffled into our kitchen with my robe wrapped tightly over my flannel pajamas to ward off yet another frigid January morning in Colorado. John had been up for more than an hour already and was quietly reading in his study. I puttered around the kitchen, hovering in front of my espresso machine, while the blur of my two sons prepared to head out the door for the day. Austin was off to work, and Alec was off to school. When the front door closed, I settled down on the sofa to sip my second round of a perfect compilation of espresso and whipped cream, topped off with shavings of unadulterated cocoa, cinnamon, and a dusting of raw sugar, and a sprinkle of cayenne. Can I just say, I wish I could make all of my friends one of these? The winter sun was just rising over our backyard. I curled up on the sofa to watch the pink rays chase away the deep blue shadows. Today, there was no flight to catch, no early morning meeting to shower for. I could ease into my day just the way I liked, slowly. I sighed and cupped the fluted glass, savoring the warmth that traveled throughout my being as I sensed blood beginning to flow to my brain. There was perfect stillness, which is the very reason I should have reached for my Bible and the current devotional I was exploring, or even just paused to bask in God's goodness to me. I should have known better than to turn on my phone. Believe me, I know now. But one of my weaknesses is also one of my strengths. I see social media as an opportunity to connect with friends. Flipping through the posts would be kind of like having coffee with confidants. A longing for connection with others is great if it's the right time and place. This wasn't either. I am one of those who should first connect with coffee and then the Holy